And this is Austin's NPR station, KUT 90.5. I'm Jerry Quijano. The Austin City Council voted Thursday to put two transportation-related measures on the ballot in the upcoming November election. Here to talk more about those measures is KUT's transportation reporter, Samuel King. Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
All right, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm ready to learn more about what happened yesterday. Why don't you tell us about the first measure? It's around property tax related to Project Connect. Can you remind us what Project Connect is first and then tell us how this property tax change might affect that?
Well, Project Connect is sort of the catch-all term for the transit expansion plan here in Austin. Right now, it's sort of settled on a overall $7 billion plan. It would build two new light rail lines that are sort of smaller trains than the current red line, but also add several new limited stop or rapid bus lines, as well as a downtown transit tunnel, and including a commuter line, the green line, that would be more similar to the red line, except the green line will go out east. It also includes more park and rides, things of that nature to help people who might live outside of a transit area or transit zone where it's too far for them to walk or whatever. They can drive their car. There are park and rides now, but this plan would expand those as well. So to pay for it, they're hoping that the federal government would provide about 45 to 50% of the cost for various parts of this, particularly the train lines. So one thing that the federal government requires is sort of a steady funding source. So they came up with this idea of doing a tax rate election, basically adding a property tax to your bill that would go to a separate local government corporation. The working title for that is Austin Transit Partnership. So that tax would be, and that's what the council voted on this week, a tax would be 8.75 cents for $100 of property valuation. Did some rough math. That alone, only that portion of the tax, would equate to about $350 a year if you're an average homeowner. The median value for a home in Austin right now is around $400,000, give or take. So, but again, that doesn't include some of the other taxes like school taxes and the current city tax.
Leaders of this plan are saying that congestion is going to come back, and they're saying we've already seen that. They're saying the construction would provide much-needed jobs. What are some of the opponents of this measure saying?
Well, they say that the plan is too costly, especially considering, well, they were going to say that anyway, even before the economic uncertainty caused by the pandemic, but they say it's especially so now. We saw in some of the public comment earlier in the week and last week when they were talking about voting on sort of the plan that they want, that some people felt we support this, but maybe we should wait two more years. And fundamentally, what you get with a lot of these things is people, you know, feel that taxpayers pay too much in taxes already, and this isn't sort of the best use of dollars.
So that's the first measure related to Project Connect. Let's talk about the second measure, which is a bond issue related to more future transportation projects. That includes $460 million for some improvements. Can you tell us what kind of improvements those would be?
We're talking about things like sidewalks, bike paths or bikeways, like in sort of improving intersections, make it easier for pedestrians. Infrastructure improvements like a Longhorn Dam Bridge or the Barton Springs Road Bridge that's been discussed for years now. And also including some funding to upgrade some roads that are considered substandard in the area that haven't necessarily seen the investment, like Ross Road or Johnny Morris Road, roads that do definitely need some upgrades, according to officials. So those are some of the things that would be funded once these sort of bonds are issued and floated.
This measure was a little bit more controversial among city council members. Why was that?
Well, you know, we've had months, even years of debate about Project Connect. So it seemed like people, we've kind of, especially when they added the money about preventing displacement and mitigating gentrification, that seemed to be a settled issue. What some council members expressed concern and surprise about was just sort of the timing of a bond issue, that there's no debate that there's despite the other mobility bonds that have been passed in the past few years, that still wasn't enough to cover all of the infrastructure needs, particularly when it came to sidewalks and things like that and roads in the city. So there is a need for more investment. Some council members expressed concern about the timing. They felt the process was rushed. They felt that maybe there are some projects that might also need to be included in such a plan. And some expressed concerns about putting this on the ballot at the same time as Project Connect. But those who, in the end, this passed, and I think another reason for it was the push of several of the advocacy groups, and people have been speaking out about the need for more transit. They've also been speaking about the need for better sidewalks, better bike paths. They feel like it would be hard to build out a world-class transit system as they're trying to do in Project Connect if people can't get to the stops, if they can't easily walk to the stops or ride their bikes to the stops, if that other supportive infrastructure is there, the so-called last mile problem that is often talked about in transportation. So that argument carried today. And so this bond issue will also be on the ballot.
That's KUT's Samuel King. You can read more from him about Project Connect and these two measures over at kut.org. Sam, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Glad to do it.